All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to CADcast episode number 228. I am GPD, and I am here in Tokyo, Japan. And, of course, we are joined by Wombat.
And I believe in a thing called love.
And a man named Shipwreck.
He's talking about his penis. is that how that goes?
That was the joke from before.
Right. Now we're referencing jokes that didn't even make it into whole shows because Shipwreck's microphone broke. That's really an inside joke.
This whole show is just going to be inside joke after inside joke.
Is that back to that joke?
Yeah, we're back.
Are we to that?
Anyway, here we are. CADcast 228.
Can you feel anything?
We got dick jokes in the first 30 seconds of the show. Dick jokes that nobody could possibly understand because you didn't hear the fake show that was recorded before.
Oh, they know. They know.
Anyway, so I don't know. What's going on, Wombat?
Besides dick jokes? Not a ton. I had my cousin got married over the weekend. And they reserved a block of rooms at the Waldorf.
Oh.
Have you ever stayed at the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Manhattan?
Is this the wedding that had all the lobsters you were telling me about?
Yes, they had lobster at the wedding, which was very nice, and filet mignon.
Right.
I feel like I've heard about this place from game shows.
Yeah, Waldorf.
Do they put people up?
Not really. You would know it mostly from Coming to America, because that's where King Jaffe Jafar stays.
Did you see him?
I did not see King. No, sorry. So here's the deal. The hotel is very old, and it's an old luxury hotel. And I go to the wedding, and the wedding ends, and it's about 1:30 in the morning. So I'm exhausted, because the latest I stay up usually is 9. So to be up at 1:30 in the morning is saying something. So I'm crazy tired, and I get into the hotel room, and I get into turn off all the lights, and I crawl into bed. The closet is parallel to my head. And the bottom half of the closet door is like a metal grate. There was a light in the closet, and the light was broken, where it wouldn't go off. And I had this beam of light shining in my face at 1:30 in the morning, and they had to send an electrician to my room at 2 a.m.
to unscrew the light bulb.
Yeah. Basically, he comes into my room.
Why didn't you just do that?
Well, here's the thing. I called, and I'm like, first, I think I'm an idiot. I'm like, how is this light not shutting off? And I'm looking for a switch. So I call the front desk, and I'm like, this is going to sound really stupid, but is there a switch to turn off the light in the closet? And everyone's like, it should go off automatically. And I'm like, no. I'm like, oh, we'll have to send someone up. And the guy walks in, and he looks, and he goes, well, the switch is right over here. And he points, and then he looks, and he sees there's no switch. And he goes, oh, you don't have a switch.
And then he says, hello, I am King Joe Jaffe Jaffe.
Have you seen my
son, the prince?
Exactly. And then he removed the light bulb and left.
Nice.
But I didn't, you know, I expect better from a 4-star hotel.
You expect a switch is what you're saying.
I expect a switch in the
At
closet.
At least give me a switch. Don't make me unscrew the light bulb or call the maintenance guy.
They didn't even have a coffee pot in the hotel room.
Right. I don't know what to tell you, Wombat.
I don't know either, but that's my little story.
But you got to meet King Joe Jaffe.
I did get to meet King Jaffe Jafar.
Jaffe Jafar. You
know, he was on his way to Queens.
Right. Shivrak, do you have any maintenance-related stories that you would like to share?
No, I'm pretty good on light bulbs. I know when to unscrew them and when to screw them.
Everything functioning with the electrical system in the house?
It's going pretty well. We got a new water heater. I can tell a very uninteresting story about that.
That's okay.
Okay.
I think we got it covered. Maybe we should jump into some show feedback from
oil
last
or gas.
It's gas.
Ah, nice. Good choice.
Do you want to do the show feedback?
We could do the show feedback. So you did a contest last week, and Cow said, Chibi, the mystery game is Wizard of War.
He got it in like an hour.
I know. That was not the best contest idea.
I thought it was hard.
You know it's not hard?
When the guy gets it within an hour?
When it was the game that you came up with. If you know the answer, then I think it should be pretty easy to figure out.
What are you saying by that?
I think you need to go to someone that knows things that are a little more obscure than you do and get something from them. Like, if you don't know the answer.
You didn't know the answer to that.
I didn't know the answer to that, but I figure if you
Shipwreck didn't know the answer to that.
Oh, I'm sure you
did. I don't even know what the contest was because I didn't listen to the show. You, like, added it on afterwards.
I just played a sound effects from the game Wizard of War, and I asked people to guess what game it was.
Hmm. I don't know that I would know that off the top of my head.
Exactly.
But someone figured it out. Cow figured it out very quickly.
Right, and he got his monies. He's got his Amazon monies.
Lick said, great discussion about the NGP. I'm going to get a day one Uncharted. By the way, Cheapy, short show sucked. Most people agreed with Lick and said that the short show sucked.
And they want more stories about light bulbs.
That's what you get, people. You people wanted it. You got it. You're going to hear all about my light bulb adventures.
Wait to hear what happened when Wombat went to breakfast that day and the fork was on the wrong side of the plate.
They had bacon that was literally like a quarter of an inch thick at the brunch the next day. It was pretty awesome.
And lobster?
No lobster, but they did have real smoked maple
salmon.
Syrup.
And smoked
real
salmon, I bet.
No smoked salmon.
No smoked salmon? What are these people? Destitute?
Yes. Yes.
Well, that wasn't part of the wedding, though.
It was.
Oh, it was.
It
you get breakfast yeah, wedding.
It was a no. The brunch wedding was breakfast. After. It was a wedding brunch after.
Wow.
Yeah, that was definitely part of the wedding. Demon Hellcat said, "Great show. I have to say, I kind of like the shorter format. Sometimes things get a little bogged down, and I kind of zone out while listening. I'm sure you already have, Demon Hellcat. It appears that I'm alone in this opinion, though." Also, why do you have to read disrespectful listener comments? Scott Dave says, for the love of God, Wombat, stop with the over-enunciated proclamations. You come off as a condescending douche. Want an example? Go to 4037 mark of this week's show.
What was that? What happened to that mark?
I listened, and basically I speak in a very direct, condescending tone.
About what?
what is it? Oh, I'm talking about why the NGP will do whatever it does. Like what? how I would make the NGP a success.
Right.
And only the way I could say it. But here's what I have to say about that, Scott Dave. If you listen, I'm not talking to you, Scott Dave, when I say these things. I'm talking directly to Cheapy, usually in those moments. So the only person who could be offended by my condescending tone is Captain Baldy over in Tokyo.
It's me. It's directed at me?
Yes.
I see.
That would be. Yeah. So you need to get over it. That's my point.
Yeah. Spoken like a true condescending douche.
That's how I roll.
Yeah.
Welcome to episode 228.
Right.
Wombat, you talk about some World of Warcraft. Douche. You know a lot about that.
Right.
Let's hear about that.
You can come off as a douche now.
Dragoon Knight says, please stop talking about World of Warcraft. You guys admit you aren't PC gamers, so don't pretend. Listening to Wombat say things World of Warcraft would work on the NGP is completely laughable. He thinks WoW would work, but DCU wouldn't work. Good show otherwise. No more short shows, please.
But you played at least like half an hour of World of Warcraft,
right? I played 5 to 6 hours of World of Warcraft.
Oh, right.
And that's not nothing.
That's not nothing.
But I still stand by that if the NGP was a portable WoW machine, it would do pretty good.
Activision should just make one.
They should. They should make a portable WoW machine, and the thing would sell like hotcakes. And yes, I do think the NGP would work. And the reason why I don't think DCU is going to work is because I don't think there's going to be enough of a DCU fan base to warrant it. So there.
They should build that portable WoW machine out of all the unsold DJ Hero turntables.
And that would be enough plastic to do it.
They could save a lot of money on the manufacturing. Just put like a screen on top and I don't know. turntable touchpad.
I would say if it's a portable WoW machine too, if that's all you're using it for, you'll probably get away with like a Kindle-esque 3G system.
Oh, what, Kindle-esque?
Oh, yeah. I'm glad you're bringing up the 3G stuff that you don't know about now, too.
No, I
this
know.
Is good.
Well, let's
a
see.
Kindle? Are you saying you're going to play World of Warcraft on a Kindle?
No, no, no. I'm saying like the Kindle has 3G, but you don't need a provider for it.
Yeah, they're not going to do that.
So if Activision built a handheld that only played World of Warcraft, and I guess instead of $15 a month, you would spend, what, $25 a month?
But extra.
And now we got unlimited Wi-Fi or unlimited 3G.
Unlimited 3G. But the thing only plays World of Warcraft. So all you could use it for is that.
Can I also use it to play DJ Hero?
I don't think you understand how 3G works.
It's phone internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The reason Kindle has it for free is because they're downloading very small files.
Well, I know that. I'm saying, but you're not really downloading anything to play.
People who are playing World of Warcraft aren't leaving their house anyway, so they can just play
World of Warcraft, when you're playing that, you are constantly downloading and uploading data.
Well, that is
true. It's a massively multiplayer online game where you have to get data from other people and send them data.
But how much data is it?
It's more than a book on Kindle that you're downloading.
I understand that. That's what I'm saying. It would cost... How much would it cost Activision?
Too much that nobody would want to pay for it.
Would it cost that much? That's the question.
Why wouldn't they just buy a netbook?
Right.
I don't know. Let's stop talking about this. We don't know anything about PC games or World of Warcraft.
Because I like making people like Dragoon Knight angry.
Right. You're going to do a good job.
I know.
Let's move on to new releases.
Are there any?
Okay. There's a lot of them this week.
Yep.
I've played a lot of them, too. Mm-hmm. Let's see. I'm not sure really if there's a real standout big one. But I've been playing You Don't Know Jack. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I was excited to see that game came out, actually. I used to love playing the PC version and the PS2 version. And PS1 version, right? PS1 right. version.
I used to play it on the PC.
I'm pretty undefeated at that game.
Oh, really?
Are you now?
You should get it. Are you going to get it? It's $30.
Do you have it on Xbox?
I have it on PlayStation 3, but I am going to get it on 360 as well.
Oh. All right. I'll try to get it.
Remember, it's really good. Remember when we played Seen It together, Chibi?
Yes. I'm sure I won by a lot.
And I completely handed you your ass and you wept?
Oh. Is that what happened? Well, I want to hear about You Don't Know Jack. Stop interrupting Shipwreck.
You Don't Know Jack, if people aren't familiar with it, it's kind of like a game show that's infused with humor similar to what you'd see on like Talk Soup or Tosh 2.0. It's very, a lot of sexual euphemisms.
You mean sexual innuendo? Like
innuendo, yeah, euphemisms, whatever. It's the same type of stuff. Those are all over the place. The games only take about 10 minutes each. They have 10 different multiple choice questions that differ a little bit as you go through them. And then there's a final round. But the interesting thing about it, and the thing that makes it work so well, is that each of them is divided into episodes. And that means that there's no like randomization to the question. So you never get the same question twice.
It's a self-contained episode, and it has a certain number of episodes on the disc. And when you play through them, that's you've played everything.
Right, and there's 73 episodes on the disc, so it's about 12 hours worth of content.
That's a good way to do it. I think it is a good way to do it.
Mm-hmm. It's a great way to do it, because I hate getting repeat questions in trivia games. It totally ruins it.
What if you want to – is there online multiplayer?
There is online. Four-player online and four-player local. I don't know if you can mix the two. I haven't tried that yet.
Well, how does that work with the questions, though, with the episodes?
You just have to play one of the episodes.
You have to select an episode that you do?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so you'd have to play an episode that nobody else is, like, got everybody it. Agrees
the
to. Or whatever.
Selected. I saw they have DLC already for the game.
They do. They're going to have, they have four packs of DLC planned right now, and they're $5 each for 10 episodes, which isn't bad. The one thing I would say that it's got really great production values, like the audio is great. They've got little faux commercials that remind me of, like, the satirical commercials you'd hear on a Grand Theft Auto radio station.
Cool. Like, sounds fun.
In between the games, those are fun. It seems a bit more crude. Maybe it's just that it's, 10, 15 years later now that this is coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's not something like, if you're planning on popping it in and playing it with your family or like with your parents over, just be warned that like within the first half hour, there was a joke about fisting somebody wrist deep.
Wow.
That's a little more than suggestive.
Yeah. That one, I don't know if that one was quite an innuendo. I have to go back and look at the exact way that it was worded. But that one caught me a bit off guard.
This game, I'm assuming, is rated E, right?
I think it's rated T.
T.
Yeah, it's got to be rated T because it's just sexual innuendo after another.
Is it the same announcer?
Yeah, Cookie. It's Cookie Masterson. Yeah.
Nice.
And I look like the guy on the cover. Who is that
guy?
The guy?
It's kind of
you.
It's a computer generated guy now. Like, it's not a real guy. So it's kind of weird that way. But
why is there a bald guy, though, on the cover? Who is that?
That's Jack?
That's
right?
Jack.
I'm guessing that's Jack.
That's Jack.
But Jack doesn't really play much of a role in the game.
You don't know Jack?
I don't know who he is.
All he does in the game is he comes up and they put a 1 on his forehead for round 1 and a 2 on his forehead for round 2.
That's his big, and he's on the box.
Mm-hmm. He's on the box.
Wow. Is this,
what else? What else?
I highly recommend it for $30. I've also played, let's see, what have I played on this list? I have played some Body and Brain Connection for the Kinect.
Oh, you have?
I have. I know that's been high on your list, Wombat.
I saw the commercial for it today, so I know what it is.
Oh, okay. Well, it is basically Brain Age with Dr. Kawasaki or whatever his name is.
The same guy is in there?
Same guy.
Same guy, yeah.
It's the same concept. You go in, you have a test, you get your brain age, and you try to lower it. It's actually one of the better Kinect games that I've played.
That's not saying much, though.
No, but there's some fun little mini games in this one. One of them, like, there's three rows of cars coming from the left, and you have to get them color coordinated to the other side by making bridges with your arms. And that's kind of fun. It kind of reminds me of something you'd play on like the iPhone or something, but it gets hectic because you're moving your arms around and everything. It's got like a Pac-Man mini game in there where you have Pac-Man that you control with your right arm, and you control the guy from Dig Dug with your left arm. And so it's kind of like a pat your stomach or pat your head while you're rubbing your stomach.
So this game is made by Namco?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a Namco game. And so you move those around and try to get them away from the ghosts. So it's kind of like a using both sides of your brain type of thing. Some of the mini games don't work so hot. There's like a memory style hopscotch game where you have to step with your left foot and then jump and step with your right foot, like memorize what you're supposed to do. And I couldn't really get that one working. But if you're looking for mini games, this one's got a neat twist to it.
Does it have voice recognition?
No, there's no shouting of blue.
Right. That's what I was
None of about. That is in there.
No, huh? All right.
Let's see. What else came out? I played a little bit for the PlayStation 3. I played Trinity Souls of Zil-Ul, which is a Tecmo Koei game.
What?
It is a Dynasty Warriors type game.
Yeah, I played this game at E3, and I kind of liked it.
You played it for like a half hour at E3.
Yeah, I played it. No, I kind of liked it.
It's coming your way.
I know. I did not think
so highly of it.
No, you did not. That's why I'm very interested in seeing the final product. Speaking of nothing,
I think if you like that type of game, it's fine. The problem I have with Dynasty Warriors games is the camera is too close, and you constantly are trying to punch things that you can't see.
Ah.
And I'm not a fan of that.
Reasonable complaint.
Also, for the Wii this week, Mario Sports Mix came out, which is the Square Enix Mario Plays 4 sports games. It's got basketball, volleyball, dodgeball, and hockey. I have that. I have not had a chance to play it yet. But I've heard kind of middling things, which is what I kind of would expect out of a sports game from Square Enix.
Sports Mix.
Sports Mix.
Quite a title for the game. They really, really rack their brains to come up with Sports Mix. Let's see. We got a game. It's a mix of sports games. What should we call it?
Ooh, Sports Mix.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's go home. Let's go out for beers.
It came with a little box of Mario Sports Mix cereal as well. So I have to give that a try tomorrow morning, maybe.
All right.
Yeah. And then I think that's pretty much all the retails. Oh, wait, no. Test Drive Unlimited 2, but I haven't played that. I haven't really seen much about that either.
Yeah, is that what's the story with it? It can't be as good as Need for Speed, so I figure there's no point bothering. Right?
That's probably true. Reasonable. I think it came out at $50, though, so it's a $10 off type of thing.
Let's see. Is there anything on Metacritic about it? Because I'm sort of curious, but...
I liked the concept of the last Test Drive of Unlimited, with all of the online racing where you're just driving around and then you get into like kind of freeform races with everybody. And I'm assuming they do that again with this one.
Game Informer gave it an 85. Eurogamer gave it a 70.
That's a pretty good game.
Eurogamer, it's always so tough.
Yes.
Yeah.
Those Euros.
That doesn't sound bad, though.
No, it doesn't sound bad, but I think I'm going to play. Well, you know what? I'm getting stuck in Need for Speed because there's all these night races I need to do. And I just don't really like doing the night races very much. It's not fun when you can't see where you're going. And it's like, I want to play more, but I just don't want to do night races. I got to like close my curtains and everything and so I can see. I would pay for DLC where they said, okay, you can control the environment of the races. You know, I would pay money for that. I'm embarrassed to say.
I'm not embarrassed. I'm sure they would offer that up then.
I'm proud, actually. And 3D. How about 3D and let me play the day races, the night races during the day? I'll give you $5 for that. Anyone? $5? No. All right.
Okay, I'll do that. Send me $5. I'll make it happen.
75?
Send me $5.
Oh, okay.
Wire me $5.
What else we got?
For download games, we have on Xbox Live Arcade, we have TNT Racers, which is a kind of RC Pro-Am type of racing game.
Right.
It's all right. I played the demo. It's okay. Mm-hmm. And then for PSN and 360, Stacking.
Chibi, describe stacking for me.
It's lacking.
You know, it was funnier when you said it before.
Slacking.
Stacking is lacking.
Sucking? No.
Sucking? No. Good.
I don't know. I was sort of bored by it. I mean, I got, you know, PlayStation Plus. I got it for free. So that was nice. But I don't know. It just, there was so many cutscenes. Why so many cutscenes?
What the hell is that about? I know, right? I'm like, I just want to play a stupid game. I don't care about non-speaking wooden. And
they're long. They're so long. I fell asleep during one of them.
That doesn't surprise me. I was really bored by this game, too. I mean, I didn't make it all the way through the demo because I was bored.
Because you didn't care? It's like, why? I'm doing this, why now?
I think when you want to play a game like that, you're doing it sort of for the look of the game and, you know, the cuteness of it. But if you keep putting all these cutscenes in the game where you're, you know, like Shipwreck said, they're wooden characters. They're not going to really take on much of a personality, so at least let us just control them most of the time.
Oh, I'm shaking my controller. Be more fun.
I mean, I don't know if the game changes after that because I just, you know, I had
I just
enough.
Didn't like the puzzle mechanics either. Though it was walk up behind a larger stacking doll, and then take control of that, and then you have to go hunt down the different. Ones that have different abilities or whatever, and then you're going to take control of them and then unstack and stack. It's just not interesting to me.
Well, I thought the use of flatulence was very clever.
You're talking about your own use of flatulence?
My own use of flatulence is always clever.
Right. Were you doing it along with the game, alongside the game?
Of course. Mm-hmm. That's what my farts sound like, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's better as a full game. It seems like people are enjoying it, but I don't think people would give this much of a second look if they didn't know Tim Schafer was behind it. Like, it just, I don't know. I don't like anything about it, I don't think.
Right. What Tim Schafer games have you liked? What was the last one that you liked?
I liked Psychonauts.
That was it?
Brutal Legend was okay.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't really played
any of his games. I liked Grim Fandango.
I haven't played that either. My dad likes that, I think.
I enjoyed Psychonauts quite a bit. Mm-hmm. The last mission in Psychonauts is one of the worst levels in any game ever, but the rest of the game is great.
Interesting. All right.
You played Costume Quest as well, didn't you, Wombat?
I did, but I didn't love it. It's cute.
I played the demo. I thought it was okay.
It's fun. It's fun. It's not great, though.
Yeah.
Well, also on PlayStation Network this week, I tried out Tales from Space About a Blob, which is, I kind of like that game.
I played the demo of that.
Yeah, it's not bad, right? It's
maybe
like
I got
Loco
that
Roco.
Free too. Did I get that for free also?
I think last week you might have gotten a free,
yeah,
free version of it of some sort.
I think I did. PlayStation Plus.
Yeah. It's kind of a neat mix of Loco Roco, kind of like with a Katamari type of mechanic to it where you pick up stuff and become larger.
That's cute.
And then Explodemon came out as well.
Is everybody just ripping off these fucking poor guys with their Twisted Pixel, right?
Yeah.
Well, this one got announced around the same time, and this one actually has a different look to it and feel to it. It feels a little bit more like a Mega Man style game. Instead of shooting, you're exploding. It definitely has a different feel than what Explosion Man has.
I'm coming out with Mr. Explosion next month, actually. I think, you know, we really differentiate ourselves.
As long as it doesn't come out at the same time as my game, Captain Splody Man, we'll be right. All set.
Fuck Twisted Pixel is my new game.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Fuck Twisted Pixel in the Ass.
Mine's called Off Kilter Pixel. That's the name of my company.
Slightly unshapen, misshapen pixel.
Yeah, askew pixel.
Yeah, we're going to have some new iPhone games coming out. It's going to be great.
It's my company, Askew Pixel Games. We make Captain Splody Man and a handheld that only plays WoW.
Right.
Also, we make clones of Game Loft games.
Yes, I have Unjeweled is one of my games.
Right.
That's PopCap, but okay.
and Booma. Booma is another
pop. Also PopCap, you're nailing it. Uh-huh. Keep going.
And Puggle.
Mm-hmm.
That's also PopCap, right?
That is. Yeah, you're doing a bang-up job here.
I know, but I don't even remember what company you said.
I said Game Loft.
Oh, Game Loft. Okay. Doesn't Game Loft just rip off PopCap games anyway?
You know, they just combine. Yeah, that was
the joke.
That was the joke. They just combine titles from other games. So it's like, oh, Modern Combat. Sure. Hey.
Yeah. I like
yours could
game.
Be Modern Wombat.
It's Modern Company. That's right. the name of the game.
Yeah, but Black Warfare is going to be out next month, I think.
Medal of Company.
Right.
Well, speaking of PopCap, Plants vs. Zombies finally came out for PlayStation Network as well.
My wife and I finished it.
Similar to my game, Trees vs. Vampires.
That's going to be good.
It's a huge seller in Scandinavia.
I recommend that game very highly. Although the only thing we have left is the endless zombie mode, and I don't think we're going to be playing that because I'm not insane. That's when it's time to say goodbye. I would buy another add-on. If they had like an add-on pack for that game, I'd probably buy it.
I think that there's got to be a Plants vs. Zombies 2 in the works pretty soon here.
Yeah. What else?
That's it. That was a lot of games. A lot of pretty good games, too.
All right. Excellent. Let us move on to what? To some shopping news.
There you go.
I don't really have any shopping news. Well, we never talk any deals anymore. Let's do some quick deal rundowns. Both Best Buy and Amazon are doing a buy one, get one 50% off on $20 and under titles. The Amazon version is just a price match from the Best Buy Sunday ads. But you can pick up two pretty good games for $30 from either of those two places. Or
like
cheaper.
What?
Like what? I don't know. I don't remember.
You said they were pretty good
games.
They
were good. I remember looking and they were good. It was like, on Best Buy, it's anything. Anything that's $20 and under. The Amazon list is, you know, select titles. $20.
It's substantial, though. It was a pretty bit long,
it was
big,
pretty
long list.
Yeah. Mass Effect 2 is on the list. I like that.
That's a good game.
Right. And Bioshock 2.
Now let's say I wanted to register one of my new website that would be called cheapassgamer.co.
Uh-huh.
Where would I go to do that?
No idea.
I guess someone didn't watch the Super Bowl. GoDaddy, they now offer .co.
Did they have a woman with large breasts?
They did.
You
really didn't watch any of the commercials from the Super Bowl?
No.
Wow, that's disappointing.
Who cares?
A lot of people.
I know. It's stupid, though.
Yeah, Joan Rivers.
Waste of time. I thought about doing it, but then it seemed like a real waste of time.
For the most part, it is.
I'm going to watch commercials in a, you know, where I can't even buy the products. For the most part.
Well, you could buy
GoDaddy domain names.
You could buy GoDaddy domain names. You could buy cheapassgamer.co.
Nice.
And if you want
to... I have to buy it because you keep mentioning it and someone's going to buy it and they're going to cyber squat me.
Mm-hmm. You better do it before the show goes live.
Shit.
Do you think I can get it before Cheapy can?
I think you can. I think you need to register.
This
And you could get $7.49 domain names with the code CAG domain.
Well, that website has to be worth more than that.
Exactly. Just think about it. Just sell. You could sell that back to Cheapy for at least $20.
Stop it. I get shit like that all the time. Not all the time, but
occasionally.
Way too often. I just got one. Actually, I just got one recently. This was so weird. So I get an email from a company in China, which obviously, you know, the flags go off as soon as you get an email from China. And they're like, you know, so this company tried to register your domain names with Chinese, you know, domain extensions. And we want to know if this company's authorized to do it. And they gave me the name of some company. It was like Roots Systems. It was like some really generic company name. So I wrote the guy back. I'm like, no, they don't have permission to do it. And then I get back a whole email, which is basically just a sales pitch to buy Chinese domain names, how I need to hurry and buy my Chinese domain names. And then so they had a URL on the bottom, and I clicked the URL. I typed in the URL of the name of the company, the domain company, and they didn't even have a website. So I thought that was a little suspicious that the domain company didn't have a functioning website. So I gave him Wombat social security number, credit cards, you know, the usual rundown.
That's okay. Well, you were telling your story. I bought cheapassgamer.co.
You fucker.
Nah, I didn't. I should have, though. There's a lot on. You could buy a lot.
Yeah, but who cares?
No one. No one's buying cheapassgamer.ws.
Did you give out all the coupon codes for GoDaddy?
They're 10% off any order, CAG 10, $5 off 30 with CAG 5 off 30. And $7.49 domain names with CAG domain.
Shit. Yes. GoDaddy.com, baby.
Home for all your .co needs.
Yes. All right, Wombat, let's move on to multi-platforming, your news and stuff.
These are from did you finish Dead Space 2?
No, I did not. I'm on chapter 7 or 8, actually. I'm going very slow. We're only playing like half an hour to an hour a night, so.
Okay, I finished it up. It's good. I got several messages from Nick Suttner saying that you, Cheapy, need to explain why Dead Space 2 is good.
Oh.
I didn't think you did a good enough job of it last
really?
Week.
Really? Oh.
Really?
Okay,
and
sure.
Do you still think that it's worthy of Game of the Year contention?
Okay, I've played a lot of it now. So now I've played maybe 5 hours or something like that. I think where the game really excels is the pacing of the game, where, you know, one moment you're just walking and exploring, shits, you know, may pop out at you from time to time, and then you sort of, you know, you go back to that and you're exploring, and it just, you're not just running through a level, killing things over and over again. The atmosphere of the game and the pacing of it really makes it special, I think, and the sound plays a really big role. I can't think of any game that uses sound so well to create an environment and to scare you. I mean, it's really incredible.
Yeah, it does a really good job of you'll hear something and you'll turn that way to see what in the world it was.
Yes.
That doesn't happen very much in games.
No, it's I find it really immersive, I think, and the sound plays a big role. But, you know, I don't know. It's just everything about it is tight, you know, the controls, the graphics, the sound. It's like, it's really a total package. That's everything, right?
Yeah, that's all the check marks.
Hits all the check marks. It's a quality product. I mean, at the end of the day, video games are products, and it's just really polished.
And without giving anything away, you got a lot of good stuff to see coming up. It does a very good job of sticking to a familiar formula throughout, but just mixing it up slightly. Like there's always something just slightly different about what you're doing throughout the game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because like I said, all you're really doing is just, you know, exploring, being scared and not killing something, or being scared and killing something. But I guess maybe because like the last game, you're all on the spaceship the whole time. Mm-hmm. I think maybe just mixing up the environments helped a lot. A real lot, I think. Because I got bored on the last one. This one, you always seem like, I just got to the nursery, and it's pretty scary. It sounds like we turned it off. You know, I wanted to get laid. And I'm like, you know, Mrs. Cheapy watching this is not going to equal me getting laid, you know, with all the heads coming off and ghost babies and all this crap.
Doesn't turn around like Plants vs. Zombies does.
Plants vs. Zombies did a much better job. Yeah. All the, those phallic plants, you know, and mushrooms. A lot of mushrooms. The nocturnal mushrooms. I don't know if I did a better job explaining why I like it so much.
Oh, no, you did, you did a much better job. I think we should, once you have finished it, we may want to do like a spoiler talk at the end of the show sometime.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, it's, yeah, I, the only, like I said, the only reason I haven't finished it yet is because I only want to play it at night and I have to sort of wait for Mrs. Chibi because she wants to see too, so. Otherwise, I would have.
And Wombat, you need to finish Dead Space 1 before you play Dead Space 2.
I say you don't even do that. I say you go right to Dead Space 2.
Oh no, you miss a lot.
I do?
You need to keep playing Cheapy.
But not Dead Space 1.
No, no. Wombat needs to keep playing Dead Space 1. You need to keep playing.
Okay, I understand. Dead I'll Space do it. Whatever you say. Aye, aye, sir. I've had my orders.
I did finish Dragon Age Awakenings. Does that count for anything?
Nope.
That's good. That's better than than Dragon Age Origins, I think, personally. I enjoyed it more. I know no one cares because that game is too old, but...
No, I know. I want to like that game somehow.
It's definitely not a game for everybody. But if you liked, if you played and enjoyed Origins and haven't played Awakenings, I recommend it. It's pretty lengthy.
I'm just waiting for the second one. I like to wait for the second one till they get it much better and then jump in.
Yeah,
the second looks really good.
It does look really good. Yeah. I'm playing the Witches DLC now.
Speaking of looking very good, did you see the L.A. Noir gameplay trailer?
I did. It looks like a Rockstar game set in the 40s.
It looks like Grand Theft Auto in the 40s, but I think I like it. I think the cinematic aspects of it, you know, and the whole it's going to go a long way.
Cinematic feel and investigation could also be very boring if not done very well.
Like Heavy Rain.
Is this linear or is this open world? Am I going to go talk to Bonnie for 5 minutes straight?
I don't know. Hopefully, you hope it's linear.
I hope it's linear, or at least
more linear,
tighter.
Like,
I'm done with these. I'm going to go talk to this person and go do a mission, and then be back to that person 5 minutes later. 5 minutes later, and they think I've been gone for 6 months or something.
Yeah, they just can tighten that up.
Rips me out.
Yeah, I think that the period is going to go a long way to making the game a lot of fun. I think it helped a lot with Mafia. You know, if Mafia was in Mafia 2 was in modern times, I don't think I would have been that into it.
For sure.
So, yeah, that looks good. I'm excited. I made sure it was on my CAG wish list. I literally checked right afterwards, and it was already there. What else?
What's not on your wish list is Mind Jack, I bet. I've been playing some of that.
Okay.
This is not a very good game, but it has really interesting ideas. Do you guys know anything about Mind Jack?
This is a Square game, right?
Yeah, it's a Square Enix game. It's a third-person cover-based shooter, but that's obviously not the interesting part of it.
Do you jack mines?
You do jack mines. That's the interesting part of
it. Is Emilio Estevez and Rene Russo in it?
I haven't finished it yet, so I can't confirm that, but they probably are.
Okay,
I'm going to say they are. I'm going to say that they're probably pretty sure that they're in there. the cool thing about Mind Jack, there's two cool ideas. The first of which is any of the enemies, like you'll be taking on a bunch of like mercenaries or whatever, a whole squad of them will be coming your way. As you kill them, you are able to mind control them and add them to your side. So as their squad comes at you, you can take them out one by one, and all of a sudden, instead of you just running around, it's you and these five AI-controlled characters, which is a neat way of kind of flipping the odds and everything. And it's got – you have to be like with pretty close to them to be able to take control of their like mind control them or whatever.
Just say Mind Jack, dude. I know you want to say it.
I know, Mind Jack.
Yeah, doesn't that feel
that's
good?
That's all I want to say.
Doesn't just that feel
Mind
good?
Jack. Yes. And then the other neat aspect is that the multiplayer in this game is in the form of actual people being able to come into your single player game as enemies.
Oh.
Which is neat, but it doesn't quite work because within the first half hour of playing, my level one character was all of a sudden facing a level 35 character. And he proceeded to, I killed him once, and then he took over another body and just wiped me out before I knew what in the world was going on. And then I had to start the level over again. And then I turned that option off. So people can no longer jump into my game.
Right.
But, the thing that breaks it is the actual game itself. Like, the cover, half the time when you're standing behind the cover, it'll show the red reticle on the enemy, like you're going to hit them. But instead, the bullets just hit the cover that you're standing behind.
Outlandish.
Yeah. Mind jack.
All right.
That's it. Mind jack.
Mind jack. All right. What else we got? Wombat, this is your time to shine, Wombat.
Activision has canceled all their games for 2011. Every single one.
Yeah. No, they didn't really.
No, they didn't. But they did No Guitar Hero. Did they officially cancel DJ Hero 2? Is that?
Yes. Not,
okay, so no Guitar Hero, no DJ Hero. And I know you're very sad, Chiefy. No True Crime, Hong Kong, or whatever it was.
That looked horrible when they
showed. Do you remember at E3? Do you remember snoring in the...
Did I actually fall asleep during the...
We
all three fell asleep.
All three of us fell asleep at different times during it.
Was it like a European dude?
Very, very into himself when he was talking about, I don't remember his name, but he was talking about this game like it was phenomenal, but he wouldn't show the game. He would just stand in front of the TV screen and tell you this is what's going to happen in the game. And he would
and
go
then
on.
And it's going to get canceled in February.
Pretty much. I mean, we knew it was bad, A, because they didn't show anything. They just kept talking before they would show anything. And you fell asleep and started snoring. Then I fell asleep. Then Shipwreck fell asleep.
Right.
It takes a lot for me to fall asleep at one of these things too. Like I'm pretty considerate of the people doing the presentation. I know that it's like a privilege to be there.
And, sure. And all everything. That blow that you're constantly doing throughout the show helps too.
Uh-huh. That's a big part of it. But
you hear his teeth chattering.
The takeaway from it is if you invite us to see your game at E3 and all three of us fall asleep, that's a game you should cancel.
Right. That's a good point. They should have cameras in there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The COO said that they had to cancel because it wasn't going to be competitive with other open world games.
I think they said the quality wasn't where they wanted it to be.
Yeah.
I think these are all the right moves that they made.
Yeah, nobody's looking for another Guitar Hero game. And they said they're disbanding the division.
Yeah, they let go of Vicarious Visions, a lot of those people. They also made Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
Iron Man, I believe, right?
Did they make Iron Man
2? I'm not sure.
I don't think so, because that was Sega.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, they just made that steaming pile of turd that was Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2.
How did they fuck up Tony Hawk? That's like, that was theirs to fuck up.
Do you remember the board?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I know how they did it, but
okay.
I'm just saying, like, how did that happen? How did somebody allow that to happen? They didn't need to come out with a fucking skateboard, right? I mean, they had the skateboarding game. Sure, okay, there was another company coming in and, you know, with Skate and making a good game. But where do you go from, okay, now we have competition, to we got to make a plastic skateboard? That's just awful.
Well, I mean, I know how they got to that point. It was because the Guitar Hero stuff was doing so well, and the Tony Hawk sales were flagging. But I think that's the one IP that can be saved. I think if they went back and made a really competent Tony Hawk the way that they used to be back in the pro skater days, I think there's still a market for that.
I don't know if there is. I kind of disagree.
Xbox Live
ruined it.
Yeah. Okay, maybe as an XBLA game. But I don't think there's a retail market for a Tony Hawk game anymore. Even the classic Tony Hawk. And I love the classic Tony Hawk games. You know, Neversoft. Good stuff. But, the Apocalypse Engine. But
he's old now.
Yeah. It's not even that. I don't even know. I mean, is pro skateboarding even popular anymore?
What about that kid from MTV, Ryan whatever? Shankler?
I have no idea.
He needs
his own Seacrest.
Seacrest out.
Ryan Seacrest no. Skateboarding. No?
Anyway, so yeah, Activision cancels
that. I could see that though. I think that would be a smart way to go, like a $15 Tony Hawk XBLA PSN game.
That's just 720 degrees, but with Tony Hawk in it?
No, it would be the same sort of layout as, what was it, Thug?
Right. Oh, let's go back before that.
No, let's go back Tony to the Hawk, Pro Skater 3. Three?
Yeah, two or three is what's considered, I think, to be the best of the Tony Hawk games.
Exactly. And, you know, what was that, 5 skate parks? 5 levels, whatever it was, you know, the suburbs and the docks and whatever you want to, you know, and literally just keep it to that. Just that game. Collect the letters, ride the rails, get X amount of points.
Yeah, it's not about skateboarding, those games. Like,
no, it's about
the main appeal is just they're fun to play.
I agree. They were fun to play. I just don't know if there's a market for that anymore as a full retail release, personally. But
you're probably right, because I mean, I don't think EA is going to put out a skate again here anytime soon.
No, and I don't think that. Did that Shaun White game come out?
It did.
Did anyone buy it? Yeah, exactly. I just don't think that market's there anymore. Although I do think that it could be successful as a, I think that's a good idea. I am agreeing with you. Don't
tell
anyone.
What about the new SSX game?
SSX, those games were awesome.
I know. Me and Mrs. Cheapy were talking about them last night. They only made 2, right? Or they made more than 2?
They made
3?
5?
Well, the Wii ones, I don't even count those. Was there anything on the Wii?
You don't count SSX Blur then. So they made 4?
There was SSX, SSX 2, SSX Tricky.
That might be it.
And that might be it.
Right. I like Tricky because it played Tricky.
Tricky's pretty badass, that's why.
Right. That's pretty good. When you can play Tricky during your game, you got a winner.
And what else we got? Hudson Entertainment is closing.
The Bomberman. The Bomberman people. Well, wait, they're not closing. What is this?
Well, they were acquired by Konami, and Konami's basically just eating the company.
Oh, it is. Hudson Entertainment closing.
Yeah.
So I think that's just the U.S. branch, though, right?
Yeah.
Or is it the whole Hudson?
The U.S., all U.S. staff is currently unemployed, I guess. Is that sound right?
I think they're soon to be unemployed, but I'm not sure. Either way, Hudson Entertainment in the U.S. does not exist anymore, and that sucks for them, but probably doesn't mean much to us in the long term.
Right,
there's still going to be another Bomberman game that is the exact same thing as the Bomberman game before it.
Excellent.
Do we want to talk about this?
What?
About this Fox News?
I read it. I saw people like talking about it on Twitter. So, I mean, is the story that Fox News did a story saying that with the headline, is Bulletstorm the worst game in the world? And then talked about how violent it was. I mean, is that the
and
whole
how
story?
How it's going to make people rape people.
Yeah, it's
well,
going to cause rape.
I looked at that content. That's sort of out of context, right? She's talking about any game. She's not talking about this game.
Even this, to say that games can cause rape is ridiculous. Any game, it doesn't matter.
Right.
And we agreed last episode, right, that rape was bad.
That rape jokes are funny. That's what we agreed on.
No, we were against rape.
I'm pretty sure we were against it.
We condemned rape.
No, we were against rape.
Okay, I see what she says. She says, oh, this is the lady who was on there before and she got her book like
no, that's that's Cooper Lawrence.
Some other broad.
That was another broad.
The increase in rapes can be attributed in large part to the playing out of sexual scenes in video games.
I thought it had
large part, huh?
In large part. I'm sure she's got a lot of science to back that up and studies.
Yep, that's where rape comes from. Rape comes from playing Pac-Man.
Well, it doesn't say it's from Pac-Man. It says from the sexual scenes that you play in video games.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty ridiculous.
Pac-Man is all about goblin balls. You're telling me that game's not sexual?
Oh, my God. So, I don't know. I mean, look, it's Fox News, whatever. And they put that headline out there. I mean, with
Here's
the question
what's
mark
interesting.
On the end. I hate that.
I, with the help of someone who probably doesn't want their name dropped, found some information about the guy who wrote this article.
Uh-oh.
He's actually a former game journalist and won an award for EGM, so he says.
Oh.
That's what award. So that's what makes this interesting to me is who is this guy? Why is he writing this article when his history shows that he has some knowledge of video games and game culture? But
is,
he
was
writes
this on
it,
TV or was huh? just an article?
This is just an article. But okay. It comes off as someone who really doesn't know anything about games. So I feel like there has to be some sort of ulterior motive to this.
Money? He has a job?
I think that's it. I think it has to do with, I mean, if you're asking me my theory, again, this is completely unsubstantiated and pure speculation by me.
Can you get it in a douchey way? Can you
condescending douchey way?
I'll do my best.
Condescending too. Yeah.
I personally think that he's angry that he isn't working as steadily in games journalism as he might have been 5 years ago. And he's writing this as kind of an FU and putting it on Fox News, knowing it'll get hits for them and cause video game controversy as kind of a everything. He knows it's bullshit, but he just wants people to.
Right.
It's,
anytime you take a question, you make a headline like that with a question mark on the end, you're just basically saying, I'm doing this specifically to get. And only to get more eyes on this article. Because, I mean, I could write an article, say, you know, is Wombat a pedophile? And put a question mark on the end. I mean, you can do it with anything. It's really.
I do it at the end of the first paragraph on every one of my reviews.
Exactly.
So,
by the way, there was a fourth SSX game.
Which one?
On Tour. That was the one that had the skiing in it.
Yeah, I don't think I played that one.
I don't think I played that one either.
And to answer the question, yes, Bulletstorm is the worst video game in the world.
I didn't like the demo. Am I allowed to say that? I didn't really enjoy the demo.
No, I didn't like the demo either. Yeah. It's not the worst game in the world, though.
It's not the worst game I've ever played. It's just not that interesting.
What else we got, Wombat?
We got the game publisher rankings from Metacritic for 2010.
Oh, I haven't even looked at this yet. Let's see.
The number one highest rated
I'm gonna guess.
Publisher is,
I will tell you right now, it is, wow, who doesn't put out like a lot of shit? EA?
No, it would be Take-Two Interactive with an average Metascore of 77.1. Their best overall release in 2010 was Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah, they don't put out a lot of shit.
And their best.
They don't put out a lot of anything.
No. And their best new, best original title, which I guess would be a game that isn't a sequel, was The Misadventures of PB Winterbottom with a Metacritic score of 83.
You gotta be kidding me. That's it?
Yeah. And their worst was Major League Baseball 2K10 with 52.
For the Wii. That's actually a good game.
EA was number five.
It's interesting because looking at how many of the worst games were Wii games is kind of interesting. You know, for Nintendo, their worst game was Aqua Space. I don't even know what that is. But
that's a WiiWare game.
Their highest rated was Super Mario Galaxy 2 with a 97. It's pretty close between Nintendo and 2K. They're a 76. Capcom was a 74. Their best, but here's what's interesting. Their best overall release was Super Street Fighter 4 with a 92. Best original title? Dark Void with a 59.
they're just rehashing all their old libraries.
I think that's very telling that, you know, when they're not very Capcom last year, new IPs, maybe not the best way to go for them.
Best and worst.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird that Tatsunoko versus Capcom isn't considered a original title, though.
I guess, maybe they consider any Capcom fighting game? I don't know.
Like the Versus series?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just kind of weird that they
it's not so fair.
Actually look at it like that.
Yeah, interesting. Right.
Well, that's interesting. Oh, I see. I misread the way they were doing this chart. Yeah, that's pretty cool, actually.
It is very cool.
Metacritic.
And yes, and Metacritic agrees with you, Shipwreck. Dead Space Ignition sucks.
Oh, boy, it does.
Yeah, a 35 on Metacritic.
All right. Should we move on to Sony?
Yes, we can move on to Sony. Who their average Metacritic score for the year was a 70.9.
through the magic of PlayStation Plus, I also got to get the Killzone demos, the 3D demo and the multiplayer beta. And I don't know.
Is it really a beta?
It didn't work most of the time for me, so it seemed very much like a beta.
But the game's pressed. Like, the reviews are out.
Right. I guess because it's an online stuff.
How can you send a final version of a game to be reviewed that's still in beta?
Because they make the changes on their end, right? And you download a title update when you get the game. And it's for the multiplayer stuff.
I know. It's still kind of
shoddy. But the point is that I wanted to enjoy it, but it kept crashing on me, and I just had a really hard time playing it. But I played the single player demo in 3D. Excuse me.
That was really?
It looks really cool, and the jetpack thing is really cool. I'm just worried about the whole story stuff. And because even in the demo, the guy's talking is already starting to get on my nerves. But I don't know. It looks great. And it feels much better, too, actually. The controls feel definitely lighter, more precise. So I don't know.
You don't have a move, right?
I don't have a move. People say they like the move, but I can't imagine that I would like it.
I don't know. Yeah, I think you got to move it.
I don't really want to, I think. I think I don't want to move it. I like when you shoot the guy. One of the great things about Killzone 3 is when you shoot up these dudes, you see the blood splattering off them. Like, it looks really realistic. The way the guy sort of falls back a little bit and you just see his body getting torn up.
You better be careful.
The first game was great at that, too.
Yeah, I mean, it really looks great.
I read an article on Fox News that says that if you enjoy that kind of thing, you may actually kill people in real life.
I may rape them and then kill them?
Yes. So you should be careful with that.
I will be careful with my... I'll just chain myself to my wall during the day so I don't get
like a wolf
anybody.
Man?
Uh-huh. Pretty much. So I don't know. I mean... And also, it seemed like for the multiplayer aspect, that the graphics did not look as good, nearly as good as the single player, like at least in 3D. But I don't know. I'm still going to buy it. I'm interested. I like a nice 3D first-person shooter where I can cut up guys' bodies with bullets. What else we got in the Sony, wide world of Sony here?
LG is trying to prevent Sony from selling its consoles in the United States. That's interesting.
What's the problem?
Something about patent, Blu-ray patent infringement.
Oh, that could be a problem for Sony.
It could be. I think it's the kind of thing that would get settled out of court before it ever affects us personally.
Gotcha. Okay, what else?
Did you see the embarrassing tweet that Kevin Butler retweeted? That's supposed to be the jailbreak code. But according to this website I've been on before called Cheap Ass Gamer,
yes.
It's not actually the jailbreak code.
Oh, it's a fake
code? It's not the root key. I should. According to Arcane93 on cheapassgamer.com, apparently it's not the actual root key. Apparently it's an outdated USB dongle key that was changed in an OS update.
Let me ask you another question.
Sure.
This question's for Shipwreck. What are the chances that the person who's actually tweeting as Kevin Butler is the same guy you see in the TV commercials?
I would say like 150% chance that it's him.
That it's the same as the actor is tweeting?
Yeah, no, it's not him.
Oh.
Of course not.
So much.
It's an intern.
So why are people writing like Kevin Butler?
People really think he's a real person, I think. Because there's a couple of people. Because I saw some people like, yeah, well, you know, if Sony fires him, Microsoft will just hire him right away. I'm like,
right, I saw that.
Hire
who?
Who
wrote that? What, was that on CAG or was
it
that
it might
on,
have been.
Or joystick or something. Let's pretend it was on joystick. I don't want to pretend that's not on CAG.
There is no Kevin Butler. He's not a real person. Well, I mean, there is a real person playing a character.
Right. He's a character. He does TV commercials. It's like the guy, the Verizon guy with the, you know, can you hear me now?
Oh, no. He's a real Verizon employee.
He really works the phone lines.
Yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
He's calling up.
Yep.
Anyway, so, okay, so there you go. Wombat's setting the story straight. Mega Man 1421 writes in, he says, hey, Cheapy, having spent more time with it, what are your thoughts on PlayStation Plus? Is it worth it? I think it's worth it just because it's sort of fun to see, like, what kind of goodies you get. You know, it makes each week a little more exciting to see what's going to be the PlayStation Plus freebie. And also the the background automatic downloading of patches and system updates is pretty good too. The only problem is, I think, like, if you have stuff that's been on your PlayStation for a long time and haven't played it, it's not going to update those. I think it's based off on how recently you've played something to see if it downloads patches. Because I went to go play some older games and, yeah, a lot of patches. So, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess it's worth it. Why not? You guys don't have it, though.
No.
Is it time to play Top Analysts?
It's your favorite game, Top Analysts.
Yeah. No.
We need a Top Analyst theme song.
That's pretty good.
Does everybody have something this week?
I do.
Okay. Well, you guys start with yours, and I'll formulate mine.
Oh, you don't have one?
Now you're the jerk.
No, I do.
Oh, now Luke is wearing the jerk pants.
No, he's formulating his sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Wombat and I were talking, and we thought we'd try to pick out stuff that's a little more immediate that we can, you know, see if we're right or wrong sooner rather than later.
As opposed to Shipwreck's post-2012 prediction.
Right, when PlayStation 7 will be out in 2019.
Yeah, whatever like nonsense he said.
So here's my prediction for this week, my top analyst pick. That Mass Effect 2 for the PS3 will not break the top 10 January NPDs.
Ooh.
That is my pick.
My pick is that the number one game on the NPDs for January is a game that was released in 2010.
All right, Call of Duty.
Could be.
I write this down. Well, what else could it be?
Wait. What was that again?
The number one game for January is a game that was released in 2010.
Oh, okay. Just overall. Not for a specific system.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm saying Dead Space 2 is a 2011 release, but that is not going to be the number one selling game of the month. That's my prediction.
You're going
prediction.
To Call of Duty or Just Dance then?
Possibly.
Or some magical other game that came out in 2010.
Super Mario Racing Carts.
Right. It's going to have a really go on sale for like a dollar.
Uh-huh.
Or something. Okay, what else? Shipwreck, it's your turn.
It is my turn. Now I have one that's a little bit out there.
Oh.
It's later this year.
All right, fine.
Okay. I can probably come up with an NPD.
That's okay.
If I have to. But mine has to do with The Darkness 2 being announced.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to say that The Darkness 2 will be available for $20 within 6 weeks of it coming out.
6 weeks? No way.
I don't know about
that. No way. That's crazy.
That's my pick is within 6 weeks of its release, you will be able to buy Darkness 2.
Not as its
MSRP, but
I got you.
You'll be
I
able
understand.
To get it for $20.
You going to call it by its full name, The Darkness 2 Guitar?
All right. Very good, Shipwreck. I think that's – wow. Well, when did the last one came drop to $20 in 6 weeks?
It dropped fast. They were giving it away.
All right. They were giving it away.
Didn't they literally give it away at one point?
They did. With what? With
something.
BioShock?
Maybe.
I think that might be right.
I'm trying to think of another related.
It's such an odd game to come out with a sequel for, though.
I liked it.
A lot of people liked it. I think the memory of that game is fond for many people, and it was an early release.
Right. Let's move on to Microsoft. Well, we have a few things to talk about.
I hate that stupid console. Microsoft sucks.
So apparently Gears of War is going to have a Kinect version, an on-rails shooter that's coming out, which is certainly nothing that's going to get me to buy a Kinect. I mean, who's looking for that?
Do I get to hide behind my couch? I'd like that. Just hide behind my couch and pop up and pew, pew, pew.
Is this even real? Like the screenshot of the guy standing there with his hands to his ears like he's getting a communication? I mean, that seems like...
Oh, God, I hope so.
This seems so fake to me. It seems like someone just made that in 5 seconds.
Yeah, that can't be real. I think that's just them goofing around on Destructoid or something.
I think it was posted everywhere, though. But anyway, I don't know. I wouldn't buy that in a million years. Anything else from Microsoft?
Have you been to the website fat, ugly, or slutty.com?
Yes.
It's pretty funny, right?
Yeah, yeah. Tell people about it.
It's a website. I don't know the woman's name who created it, but I'm sure she's very nice, where she posts insulting things that have been said to her, mostly on Xbox Live. Things such as, fuck you, whore, you suck large amounts of, and then it's the number 8 with a bunch of dashes and a D.
That's a picture of a penis.
It is?
Yep.
Wow, my virgin eyes. And then I like this one. I'm going to stick an egg in your vaginal canal and punch it.
Why would you do that?
I didn't say that. But that's the
hard boiled or raw or I guess
if you want to make the most of mess, you would do raw egg. If you were looking for a snack, I would say hard boiled.
Snack, I would say I wouldn't put it inside another person. I would just put it on a plate.
Well, that's, you know, to
that's
each
me. I'm crazy, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, that's
I just like my food on a plate, not inside other people.
Not in a vaginal canal.
That is crazy, though. Yeah, there's a lot of. So, I mean, the theory is that if you're a girl gamer, that you're either fat, slutty, or
ugly.
What was that one?
Ugly.
Ugly.
Or on the Hip Hop Gamer Show.
Or exactly, which I've watched.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
It's pretty good.
So, Shipwreck's like, wait, let me find the exact message he sent to me yesterday. God. He said, did you watch Hip Hop Gamer's Hot Girls in Gaming? And I said, no. And Shipwreck writes, you should really treat yourself. Maybe some of his best stuff. So basically, he's the Hip Hop Gamer, who's a guy who makes videos, who has a TV deal, by the way. Has a show where he talks about a new show where he can talk about women in gaming and how much he respects them and stuff. But most of the show is talking about what he thinks the girl is going to be like in bed.
Yes.
So, and it's like a 20-minute show or more.
Without the girl being there. Just him.
It's just videos of the girl playing. And he's like, I don't want to do an imitation of the Hip Hop Gamer. But, you know, he's basically saying.
Oh, could you please do your imitation of the Hip Hop Gamer?
No, I don't think so. But I think that, you know, most of the video consists of women doing booty dances. And then he talking about how this specific woman in gaming would be in bed. So it's a pretty weird show, as you can imagine. And I have some notes here that I took. I see.
Oh, took notes.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, in my messages back and forth to you, some of the quotes are: "Your work is great, but I recognize your sexiness." And then he refers to some of the women as sexy but classy. Oh, and then he says the girl, the specific, who's the girl that he was talking about?
It's Andrea Renee.
Who is she exactly?
I don't know. I'm on the site now though. Let's see. Does it say?
But I did learn that she has a great heart, and is very cool, but will put it on you. If you know what I'm saying.
I'm on Shipwreck, Andrea Renee's website right now.
Do you know what I'm saying, Shipwreck, when I say put it on you? She's going to put it on you?
What on me?
Her vagina. I mean, not literally.
No,
not literally.
Right.
Not literally, but the meaning is that she will be aggressive sexually with you.
Really?
Yes. So quite literally, she will be putting it on you as opposed to you putting it on her. I think that's where the meaning stems from.
I think it would be a fascinating show just to have us dissect and try to give our meanings of what Hip Hop Gamers is saying.
Well, no, I told you my new idea for a show. So my new idea for a show is to, first, it's a two-step process. First, you have Gay Gamer make a show about that. So you get the guys from Gay Gamer talking about like what they think Cliffy B is like in bed, or Tim Schafer. If Tim Schafer gives good head or something like that. Okay, so you film that show. And then you get Hip Hop Gamer in a room and you make him watch that show. And you record his reaction. That's my new show. That's how I'm getting my TV deal. Wombat,
well, anyway, I recommend everybody go check out that Hip Hop Gamer hottest girls in gaming videos.
It's better than the Kinect girl on Xbox.
What was the girl's name again? So people can Google it.
Oh, I already forgot. I already disappeared. Oh. They can rewind.
Okay.
These shows go backwards.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Well, I know you have a big crush on the Kinect girl on the Xbox dashboard.
Oh, we were talking about that.
Yeah.
Why were we talking about that?
Because she has gigantic boobs. Yeah, or at least Microsoft goes out of their way to make you think that she has gigantic boobs.
I was telling Wombat that they had a picture of her on there for like 2 months, and it was mostly boob. Like they have the little squares on the dashboard. I'd say like 40% of the square was just her chest.
It was surprisingly suggestive for the Xbox dashboard.
Because she was like, it was like a side profile with her head turned, but really like tight in on her, you know, upper body. It was really weird. I took a picture of it on my cell phone. I have it right here. I can show it to you right now.
That's okay. I've seen it.
For research purposes, not for...
No, you don't. You're not
a pervert. I was going to tweet about it, actually, and say like, this is kind of chesty. Isn't this just a wee bit chesty for the Xbox dashboard?
And my wife IM'd me this afternoon. She goes, I picked up Vaseline and tissues. So I IM'd her back. I said, I don't know what you have planned, but I'm in.
Yeah, Vaseline. Yeah.
She has a cold and she can't take medicine, and Vaseline helps.
So she takes the medicine rectally?
Yes. No. Ew.
Oh.
No, you just put a little, whatever. It keeps you from being dry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I know. That's why people use it.
Yes, exactly.
Keeps you from being dry.
It's not there. In the nose.
Oh, in the nose.
Okay. Oh.
I was way off.
The nose.
Right. Mm-hmm. She's going to put it on you.
Your nose?
Ew, Vaseline? Ew.
I think I'll never forget.
It doesn't even wipe off easily.
Yeah, you can't use that.
Yeah, a little pro tip from the CAGcast crew. Sex with Vaseline, not a good idea.
With yourself, it's okay.
With yourself,
even
maybe.
Even that is not.
Even though it's not, because it's not water soluble. It's not
good. Right, water soluble.
Yeah, make sure you find something that's water soluble.
Nintendo, do we have anything for Nintendo? Or are we could talk more about Hip Hop Gamer. Didn't he also make a video? Who showed me this video? I think Sony sent him a television, like a new LCD television, like brand new TV. And he made a video about it saying how this TV has 3D without the glasses. Because it has a high refresh rate. It's like a 240 hertz TV. But his video focuses on how it's 3D without glasses. And it's the next generation of 3D. It has no 3D at all. I don't even think. But yeah, it was pretty weird. Hip Hop Gamer.
Yeah, I like his stuff.
I like his steals.
His what? Oh, his spiels, yes.
No, steals. He's got steals.
Steals. What are steals?
It's styles, but saying it in like a street way.
And you are very street.
Yeah, I know. You heard me rapping on that tequila cast, the TQ cast. Yes. I could lay down a flow. No flow.
No flow.
All right, so we have nothing for Nintendo?
Maybe next week.
All right, next week. Anything for iPhone? Shipwreck, you do. I know you do.
I've been playing some Grim Joggers. Have you checked that out, Cheapy?
I didn't check it out. I have another one I can tell you about, but go ahead.
Okay, well, Grim Joggers, it's another one of the Cannibalt-style running games. But it's got a nice little kind of retro 16-bit type of look to it. And the thing that differentiates it from the other ones is you have a long string of joggers jogging behind each other to begin with. And each time you hit like a pit of spikes or run into an obstacle or whatever, you lose like one of those joggers and everybody speeds up. So you go from having this big line of people to one little guy at the end that's going really fast. And I think it's on sale for $1 right now. It's fun.
I was going to tell you about a game, but I forgot the name of it and I don't have my iPhone here. It's Dungeon something.
Wow, that game sounds awesome. It's like
Puzzle Quest.
It's the Puzzle Dungeon Quest game.
Uh-huh.
What is that called?
Puzzle-y something.
No, wait, I just saw it. Hold on, I have it right here. Dungeon Raid, it's called. It's $2.99. It basically combines Puzzle Quest and Bejeweled, sort of. Well, no, not really. It's a match three game where you draw a line through the grid, and you can go diagonally too. And you use what, you know, this line that you make through.
Pretty sneaky, sis.
Through weapons, you can like attack the monsters. You can pick up potions and pick up armor, and you unlock, you know, new equipment while you're playing. And it's, you know, you're trying to get to reach a high level as possible in one playthrough. It's one of those types of games. It's really cool. I mean, even for $3, definitely you should check it out. Dungeon Raid. I like it.
I will buy that when it's a dollar.
Yes. Shipwreck will not spend more than a dollar on the App Store.
There's no need to.
You're the problem. Reggie says you're causing the problem in the gaming industry.
Why does Reggie care what I buy on my iPad? Why doesn't Reggie work a day and then he can complain about something?
You don't think Reggie works?
No, I don't think he does anything.
You think he just sits at his desk? And
I think he does whatever his Japanese masters tell him to do.
He has Japanese masters?
You didn't know that?
That dude invented the Pizone, didn't he?
He did what?
Reggie invented the Pizone.
He invented the Pizone. Or something? Was he Pizza Hut?
Yeah, he was the big Pizza Hut big
wig. He was the big cheese at Pizza Hut.
What's the Pizone? Uh-huh. The pizza with the cheese in the crust?
It's a calzone, but they called it a Pizone.
But it's at Pizza Hut?
Yeah, but I don't think Reggie does anything. No, I think Japan tells him what to do. And even then, it's just, you know, they send him memos. I think all he does is read memos from Japan all day.
That's pretty insulting.
I don't know that that's true. I think he does a lot.
No, because I don't know. I still don't think Nintendo is nice to Americans.
You think that they're racist?
I don't know. I don't think. No, I'm not calling them racist against Americans.
You're saying they're a typical Japanese company and they hate foreigners.
Yes.
And they have put up with them as much as they have to.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, they don't really respect them and they think that they don't understand Japanese culture or business and are always sort of on a lower level.
Yes.
No matter what.
Yes. And do you disagree?
Yeah, it's probably right.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's probably right.
I know it's probably right. And Reggie is an American and I don't think they respect him.
Yep.
No.
He invented the Bigfoot pizza. Not
the big. Ooh, that's a good one. That was a really.
That was a
the
good
big
one.
Like Sicilian style one, right?
And
he also invented the big New Yorker, or he was part of the marketing campaign.
We should ask him about that if we can ever interview him. Only ask him questions about Pizza Hut.
That would be the best interview ever. Because, like I said, it's not like he doesn't know anything about Nintendo. It wasn't in a memo.
That would be funny. Actually, somebody should do that. We should do it.
He also was head of marketing at Guinness in the United States.
I wonder which is more fun, like testing Pizza Hut, Guinness, or Nintendo.
I'm going to go with if you could work for Pizza Hut and Guinness at the same time.
That would be good.
That's what you want.
All right. So that's it for the iPhone and Mac. Let's do a little bit of CagBag. Show us your tweets. Jason. Oh, I guess we had these last week. You never read them. Jason93082. Wants to know, what are your thoughts on people who pirate all their video games, especially now with the PS3 being hacked? What do you mean all of their video games? Like, what about if they only do half? Do I have a different theory about that if they're half? Wombat, what do you think about people who pirate their video games?
I think they're lousy people.
No, seriously, what do you think?
I think it sucks. It's bad.
What would you say to them?
I would say, shame on you. You're ruining it for everyone else.
What if I told you I was pirating video games? What would you say to me?
I would leave this show right now.
You would? Well, I don't pirate video games.
I know you don't. So what's your point?
I do steal oil tankers, though. That I'm into.
Oh, is that supposed to be funny? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like make Somalian pirate jokes.
Oh, I see. Well, hey, I called Japanese... I think I may have said a racially insensitive thing about Reggie Fils-Aimé and didn't mean to, so it all works out.
No, it's true. I mean, it is true. Like, from what I know, people who work for Japanese companies, it sounds horrible.
Yeah, and I didn't mean it that way. It was...
No, you just meant it in the Japanese.
Yeah.
What way are you saying now? He's a black man?
No, that's what I was trying to clear up. Like, after I said, I'm like, oh, that could be misconstrued. That's not what I meant.
People kind of like black people, I think, sort of.
Yeah, but no, I didn't mean it that way. I meant in an American... He's an American to a Japanese person. So, okay.
I have a friend right now who's working for a Japanese company, and it seems like that's the attitude they have towards him.
Yeah,
like, it doesn't really matter what he does.
Nope. They're your master.
Yeah.
You do what they say.
I'll answer this guy's questions about piracy. Like, I don't really spend a lot of time thinking about what other people do. If they don't have a problem with it, then I guess that's their problem, or not their problem, as the case may be.
You need to put your foot down, take a stand as an influential member, and say pirating's bad, doucheface.
Well, I mean, if you're a fan of video games, it seems like pirating them would be like an illogical thing to do, since if everybody pirated them, then they wouldn't make any more. So if you're a fan of video games, you'd figure you'd want to support them whenever possible, which means paying for them. I mean, that's just sort of common sense to me. You know, so I think, you know, whatever, wherever your moral compass is on that, that's up. That's, you know, that's your problem. Boop, 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 boop. What else we got here? Anything? Did I not put anything else on here? The hell's going on?
I'm against piracy, by the way. I didn't say anything during that conversation. So I didn't want to be people to think I wasn't saying anything because all I do is pirate games.
Right.
No, you don't pirate games. You get them in the mail for free.
Exactly.
It's better that way.
It's true.
I would recommend everybody do that, by the way.
get games sent to them for free?
Uh-huh.
You're gonna, how do they do that?
They wait for two friends of theirs to make a successful podcast. Wait 3 years. Get on it.
I don't think he needed the podcast.
No, I don't think so either.
But yeah, that is a good way to get your games sent in the mail for free.
I still buy plenty of them.
Yes. I don't get anything for free. That's the way I like it. I like to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I have...
It's so funny. You're the Job of the CAGcast.
Exactly. I take no free freebies.
Why have you forsaken me?
I'm just not offered any. That's the problem. They don't give me a chance to take them. T. Lewis 1701A writes in and says, how about commenting on the RoboCop statue controversy in Detroit? Is it really a controversy? It's somebody said that they should build a statue of RoboCop and the mayor's Twitter account said no. We're not, there's no plans to do it. What's the controversy there?
How dare they? Don't they know that RoboCop is a Detroit icon?
They should make one.
They should, I agree, but they're not going.
Shit, why not? What else you got there? Empty automobile plants? You can build a statue to you build a statue to Michael Moore or the Roger. From Roger and me. I don't know. What else? Do you have anything on Twitter? I think I forgot to put them down. No? Are we done?
I think so. Someone did ask, Vagabond Gamer wants to know if I've actually played WoW. My last week's comments were amazingly ignorant. So I could talk about that a little more.
Well, you said that you played for 5 hours.
Yeah, about that. So there you
go. All right. That's good. Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us. It's always fun when we get together and have our fake radio show, when you listen. I tell you our Twitter account names, GBD, Wombat5277, and Shipwreck. You know, it's a good time for everybody. Then I tell you to review us on iTunes, which is awesome, and subscribe to us there. And Wombat tells you about GoDaddy.
Oh, I just closed it out. I don't even know what the code's
on. You mother effer. I'm not doing it.
It's CAG10.
I'm not telling you.
CAG10 for 10% off any order. CAG5 off 30 for $5 off $30.
And CAG domain.
CAG domain.
For $7.49 CAG domain names. And don't forget to check out our IRC channel.
Stop it. No. Check out the new CAG marketplace.
Prodigy.net. It's not 100%
done yet, but all right. My CompuServe account. I was on CompuServe.
I bet you.
My dad had CompuServe.
Stay tuned next week when we get bought out by Arianna Huffington.
Dude, $310 million.
She got, I think, $20 million out of the deal and a $4 million a year salary at AOL.
That's pretty good. That sounds good.
I would take that.
You would?
I think so.
Shit, yeah.
Listen, darling, your article on Joystick was not as good as it could have been. See, I could do it.
She used to be on Bill Maher all the time. Yes, she was. When she started that website, she was never on again.
And she was on The Daily Show a lot, too.
Hmm. All right. Anything else? No. Okay. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
I think so. I think we're good.
Bread's done.
Bread's done.
Mm-hmm. Here are the controls of an Atari video computer system. Here are the controls of the Commodore VIC-20 home computer. Now, which one do you think really deserves to be called a computer? If you say the VIC-20, well, here's a little additional piece of information. The VIC-20 also plays games like you've never seen before. Mere child's play for a true computer. The Commodore VIC-20, a real computer for the price of a toy.